Previously on Algoa FM.
A relatively quiet week ahead, at least compared with last week's interest rate frenzy. Investors are drawing breath, counting the effect of the rate cuts here and in the US. No change, of course, in the UK. We have tomorrow's Heritage Day holiday also to relax and take stock. One interesting stat, the Government of National Unity has been in office, as of yesterday, for 100 days, and the RAND is up over 6% since it took office. In other words, the markets like what has happened so far. The currency's trading this morning at 17.40 to the dollar, 19.42 to the euro, 23.16 to sterling. The dollar itself has moved a cent easier to 1.12 against the euro. And heading into the weekend, we could feel the pressure lifting after last week's central bank action. The JSE All Share and the Top 40 both ended just beneath flat. London's FTSE down 1.2%, while over in New York, the Dow closed just above flat, enough for a new record high. The S&P 500 just beneath, the NASDAQ down 0.4%. Tokyo this morning closed for a holiday, Hong Kong up 0.7%, Sydney down 0.4%. And gold is hitting fresh record highs. 2,625 on Friday, 2,630 this morning. Platinum at 970, Bitcoin 63,434, Brent crude oil just over $75 a barrel. In other business headlines this morning, Vodacom's BEE scheme, Yebo Yetu, has applied to the Constitutional Court to join the Please Call Me case. It's arguing that if the court confirms a judgment by the Supreme Court of Appeal, which would see a payout in excess of 29 billion rand to former employee Kenneth Makate, it will wipe out future earnings for the scheme's shareholders. And this is, of course, a case that's been going on for more than 16 years. Sasol and Eskom have signed a memorandum of understanding to collaborate on exploring the potential for liquefied natural gas supply opportunities in South Africa. That's according to Business Day, which says the collaboration will bring Eskom on board as a key off-taker for imported LNG. This would support the utility's plans to incorporate gas-to-power generation as part of its energy mix. The idea is to assemble enough large LNG users to enable good deals with major gas-exporting countries like Qatar. And further afield, once mighty chipmaker Intel has been approached by rival Qualcomm about a potential takeover. Intel, of course, once the single most dominant force in global IT, but it's been struggling for the past few years. Its share price is down 50% since the start of 2024 and has just announced 15,000 job cuts.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.